This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
That was a UFO beaming back at you. Now, they've been coming here ever since 1946, and they have been living and working among us in vast quantities ever since. The government knows all about them. These leaders have decided to repress this information because of the tremendous shock that it would cause to our antiquated system.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal. Brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. The air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it.
The whole truth about JFK, 9/11, Area 51, the Illuminati, the moon landings, Jesus and Magdala, the CIA, KGB, and AIDS, the reptilian elite, Watergate, the New World Order, Bilderberg, the MKUltra Project, the history of the world and the oppression of the human consciousness, and the truth about God, the devil, heaven, hell, and the delicate fabric of the universe.
You gotta say, I am as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
I think that's enough of that.
I like it. I really like our intro.
You guys love that.
But I like this intro better. Welcome to Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Brought to you this week and every week by audible.com. Go to our website, surrealtalkpodcast.com. Find the banner for Audible to create your own 30-day trial account and get a free audiobook download. They are awesome.
And free.
And if you're looking to do
awesomely
any shopping
free.
On awesomely free.
<There you go. laughs>
And if you're looking to do any shopping on Amazon, which probably won't be free, again, visit our website, click the Amazon banner. Anything you purchase during your shopping session, like you know and you've heard many times before, will directly support our crazy show.
Let's make it clear, you're not gonna get a discount for going to our Amazon thing.
Right, yeah, we don't wanna
I don't think anybody said that, but you're not going to get a discount.
What did you just felt like it sounded like that, right?
Kind of, it's like, you know, it's not a coupon. It's not a coupon.
No, you're just helping us out.
You might help us
out. If you're going to buy something anyway,
I mean, why not?
Help us out. I mean, yeah. You know, anyway. So we're back for part four.
The fourth and final.
The final installment of time travel.
I didn't think we'd get this far.
The final
today.
Episode. I thought it'd be a trilogy.
Trilogy?
I thought it'd be a trilogy.
No, we got a phase one, phase two, three, and four.
Yeah, this was our longest show yet to date so far because we've got four episodes. You know, I don't know how long this is going to be. Of course, I could just travel to the future, get on the podcast.
Send yourself a message back.
Send myself. Fair enough. You see, why would I go to the future when I need to send me a message
a temporal
back?
Instant message.
You see, that's the whole thing, you know, jumping right in head first. I don't like the fact of knowing the future. Even if you could know it, I don't think I'd want to know it.
I think it was perfect in what we wanted to talk about.
I don't think the
do's and don'ts and
I don't even think I'd want to know.
Really?
If you knew the future, then what would the point of life be?
Well, here let's ask the tough question.
Does knowing the future prevent you from changing it? I mean, if you know it's the future, is that the future no matter what? Like no matter what you do, is that going to be the future or
well,
can you change is, it?
Well,
you
are you, mean, that, are you well, laid see, out predetermined destiny?
Exactly.
Is that what you're saying?
Well,
predetermined?
Yeah. Well, better word for that's called fate.
Can
you elude fate?
That it's a good question. Is time a line that extends from here to whenever, and it's already done? Is what we're going to do already happen and is going to happen?
Something I mean, we never touched on was is even if changing shit is possible. Maybe time
we did.
Travel.
We talked about how you can't unboil an egg.
What I'm saying is maybe time travel is possible, but maybe going back and doing something is maybe that has absolutely no effect on your direct future. We don't even know if changing stuff what happens in the past is possible because we can't travel.
I mean,
going back to
the future reference we spoke of in our last episode. Now, Biff gave him the almanac.
Right.
Now, he has to make a choice whether he uses that almanac or not. I mean, you can influence.
Fair enough.
You can influence yourself, but you necessarily can't change things.
No, you can't change free will.
Exactly. You can't like they always said. You can't mess with free will.
Yeah.
There you go.
Says who?
Well,
you don't know the rules. We don't know the rules.
Illuminati.
Oh, I forgot they were the ones who said it all.
Yeah.
Well, going to
shout out to the Illuminati.
Well, yeah. Shout out Illuminati.
Well, I'm going Bruce Almighty on that. You know, when God makes the rules up, that he can. You know, you can't mess with free will.
So. Yeah, well, I'm going dogma on that. God is infallible.
Well,
I'm going Big E on it, and you guys have no clue. I'm just a dick.
I'm going Big Lebowski on it and saying that's just your opinion,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. Stories, tales, lies, and exaggerations is all I'm throwing out here.
Sure. I like your stories, tales, and exaggerations.
Right. So,
stories, tales,
so,
lies, and exaggerations.
So would you want to know the future, Everett? Would you want to know? If you could go? I totally would.
It would be stupid not to know. If you could know the future and decided not to, it'd be reckless.
It really would be. Because if you could prevent a plague or something by just knowing the future, I'm not saying personal gain, I'm saying societal gain.
Just knowing the stock market, even simple stuff like that. I mean,
right.
Biff used Almanac and the Cubs going to win the World Series. Yeah, right, yeah. By the way.
They beat the Gators, which is not a real team.
No.
Yeah, exactly. Cubs will never win. There you go. Anyway.
You just killed our entire Chicago audience. Sorry, Chicago. It was nice knowing you.
I've been there 10 times. It's a beautiful town. Anyway.
You got half of them back.
With a garbage baseball team. Sorry. There they went again.
The other half.
No, Chicago's
like a
good
wave.
Place. Now you jump me off topic. But anyway, like I was saying, I mean, yeah, you could go back for personal gain, knowing the stock market, but... I mean, in the end, I think you go back to you're meddling with forces you don't understand.
I'd argue to say what Pigpen was saying was very correct, though. Like, because you have almost the responsibility.
Right.
If you, it's reckless.
There's
if
two
you
things
can
that can
change things in, for society or for the world for the better, knowing that, like, there's going to be some big plague or even a big, huge terrorist attack that's going to kill a million people.
And on the other hand,
you had a chance to stop it, it's reckless not to.
On the other hand,
yeah, going 12 months.
There's two sides of it.
Right.
On the first side is. There could be nothing that happens.
Right.
And it
does it change?
Doesn't matter.
Right.
But then there's the chance that something does happen.
And you
can't take that risk.
If you change it, do you change it for the better? Or maybe you change it.
Maybe you
now,
change
maybe,
it for the
maybe
worse.
Maybe this terrorist plot doesn't work the first time. Now he goes on to something way
well,
worse.
Better and
something
bigger
news. And better. Right.
You know,
better,
maybe
better and worse is a point of view. So if somebody's
yeah, okay,
evil,
yeah,
they want the bad thing to happen. If somebody's good, they want
that's
the good
legit,
thing to happen.
Better or worse.
But to an evil person, the bad thing is good.
Well, you see, I think whoever, I don't care how good your morals are, I just things will change. Even if you do change,
with
like
that power,
saying,
right?
Exactly, with that power, I don't care what your morals are, what good you tried to do.
Like I'm gonna do some good, but I'm gonna bet on the Raiders while I'm back there.
Right?
You know what I'm saying?
You're gonna involuntarily create things out of that.
No, you're gonna do it. It's not even subconsciously. You're gonna consciously do that.
So maybe
you go back.
So maybe you go back. Maybe you go back and stop a plague, but you usher in something even more worse.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So maybe
exactly,
you stop the terrorist first plot of killing a million people, but now he decides 10 years later that he wants to shoot off 50 nukes and kill
right,
50 million
exactly.
people now. And because you stopped his first
attack,
and we didn't get the original investigation,
right.
and we didn't get him in the beginning.
So now they
it's
just
the
butterfly grew,
effect.
Exactly.
Essentially.
And another thing, I mean, here's a big question. Do you want to know the day you're going to die?
Yes.
Yeah.
You do?
Yes.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
No way I want to know that.
Oh, yeah.
I would not want to know that.
Can I change it? Like,
I mean,
if you know the day you die, then you can change your life to either live longer or live less.
Well, go back to Troy.
No, I didn't give you that easy way out.
I didn't give you that easy way out.
Or you said you can change it.
Well, if you know the day you're going to die, I can kill myself today and change it.
Fair enough.
Well...
Or maybe I can. Think about this.
Yet again, what rules?
Or maybe the shotgun doesn't go off.
I got exactly right. If you know and it's infallible and there's no way to change it.
Right, like you know.
You know
you could be as reckless as you wanted.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah.
If I knew the day I was going to die and it's concrete, I'm immortal until that day.
Let's go to Troy with what you were saying, Sean. I'm going to go right to Troy with that. Troy, the movie Troy.
Of course.
He says, the guys almost envy us because
they're
mortal. Because each day could be our last, and that makes it so much more
beautiful.
Exactly.
The beauty of life is the mystery of life.
Exactly.
And the journey of life. Now,
if you knew when you were going to die,
that was my
or
point.
You knew you could live forever,
right.
What point would there be?
That was my
makes
main
it more beautiful
it.
that you don't know.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, that's the whole point of it. That was my point I was trying to make, at least.
Right. So another one, should we time travel? I mean,
well,
should
that,
we?
That goes along right with it, because he's saying you don't know what the consequences are, the side effects.
Right.
It's almost, again, you can't risk it. You like you fix yourself up, but you just fucked over 100,000 people.
Right.
Exactly.
Nobody can see what
there's
string,
almost,
when you pull
yet
a string.
Again, that's too much power.
You're almost guaranteed to fuck somebody over at some point in time by helping yourself.
And by this time, at this point in the 2016 that we live in, we do not know enough about it to even fathom to attempt.
No, and think about Hot Tub Time Machine, because he took a Lugal, which was Google.
Motley Lou.
Okay, so he helped himself out. But Vince Neil is now a raging alcoholic that lives in the gutter because he didn't get Motley Crue. Right. He's still a raging alcoholic. That didn't change. Well, but now he lives in a gutter. He can't afford his alcohol.
I mean, even Back to the Future, I mean, was Biff a bad guy? Sure, but, you know.
I said, that's libelous. Sorry, Vince. He doesn't mean it.
No, we really like Vince Neil. I'm just saying. This is theory. And Google, who's the founder of Google? I'm sure you know that computer guy.
I don't know. Some Google guy.
Anyway, so the guy that founded Google, now he doesn't have all that money. You've screwed him over because now you've started Lugal. You know, that's all time, hot time. So maybe you could benefit yourself,
but you'd screw over other people.
Yeah, it's almost a guarantee that you're going to hurt somebody's future.
You would have to.
Exactly.
You would either take someone's job.
You're putting a damper on somebody's life down the line.
And probably
by helping yourself.
Their life, their family, their friends.
And a
chain of people.
And for that matter, anything that you did. So, like, if you did stop a huge plague, there are bound to be at least a few negative side effects.
Well, then another plague comes that you don't have a cure for.
That's
what bacteria does.
There's bound to be a few negative side effects to that as well.
There's guaranteed to be. So there's an ethics
question here. There's an ethics question as far as do you go back in time or do you go to the future? Because you have the ability, but do you have the knowledge and the know-how to wield this ability properly without just completely destroying space-time?
I wouldn't put that type of power in anyone's hands, including my own.
Very fair. I would do it, though.
You know, I mean, we talk a lot about governments having too much power.
Right.
You're talking about time being
you
able
know
to
what?
Time
that's
travel,
a fair,
ha- having too much. Come on now.
Yeah, think about it back
go
to
back
the
and stop the government.
Where Doc knew what could happen if Marty...
We just made the list.
Think about that.
Yeah, exactly.
Doc knew what could happen if Marty fucked up and saw his old self. He's like, you know what? I'm going to let Marty out of my sight and let that ticking time bomb of universal destruction just wander around the streets of the future.
Doc didn't think this through.
Yeah, I mean, because Marty...
It didn't happen, though, because young Jennifer saw old Jennifer, and she's like, I'm young, and at the same time, she's like, I'm old, and they're like, eh, and then they just both fell over.
Yeah,
so,
but as far as Doc knew, it was going to end the universe.
Yeah.
Well, he's like, hey, I'll take the risk. I got to go find your fucking dog.
Yeah, I got to go find your kid.
Well, I got to go take a poop, Morty. Oh, that's Rick and Morty. That's different.
You're mixing them up now.
Rick and Morty is the best ever. If anybody likes time travel cartoons, watch Rick and Morty, because that shit's funny.
Okay, so what are some of the pros and cons to traveling time to benefit yourself or society?
Like you were saying, Everett, I mean, really, I mean, if you knew something cataclysmic was going to happen, it would become your human...
Earthquake, volcano, tornado.
It'd be your humanly responsibility to at least try.
Well,
to at least
also,
try, I believe. So
that's true.
Other than that premise... I really don't see any reason to go back other than personal gain.
Let's look at it from another ethical point of view. In Star Trek, there is something called the Prime Directive.
The Prime Directive, yes, I am.
So what that states is they're not allowed to talk to a pre-warp civilization.
Exactly.
They can't influence them.
Yes.
Because they don't know exactly what would happen. So shouldn't there – and they also have a temporal Prime Directive.
Now, I'm not familiar with that.
Well, in the later episodes of Voyager, there's a temporal police. Like, they eventually figure out time travel, and the temporal police – keep people from getting too many incursions in time and fucking up the timelines.
So there's time police.
Yeah. So eventually, you know, they got to have a temporal prime directive to say, don't go back and fuck with anything up. You don't know what you're doing. So there should be a law basically against it. Don't do it.
Time cop.
Exactly. Well, even more than that. Because just because you're a cop doesn't mean it prevents it.
Well, you ever seen that movie with Matt Damon?
Sure.
I can't remember its name, but the people wore
Saving Private Ryan.
They wore the hats.
Dogma.
Stop it! Just stop it! Stop
Scotty
it.
Doesn't know.
Stop it! Stop it! But anyway, the synopsis is basically he goes back in time to get the love of his life.
And the Martian.
And they have you guys. I can't do a clean slate here. Anyway, the premise is he goes back and he's trying to change the love of his life. But by doing that,
I'm not familiar with it, honestly.
Well, I'm familiarizing you. And by doing that, it would change the course of life.
Oh, that was the Bourne Identity.
No, it was the box, wasn't it? No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't the box. And by doing
that, Damon too, though.
Long story short, he would change the lives of everyone. And there were people there.
Damn it, I've seen this movie.
Yeah, they wore those top hats, and basically they kind of allowed him. Because once they had their
Ocean's 11?
Once they had their first kiss, it would change all
of
reality.
It's those people that wear the black suits, the division or something, then they can change things. Like
they walk through doors.
It wasn't called the division, though. It was
they walk through the doors. Bring that up.
I'm looking at all of his movies, and I don't see anything like that. Here, come over here and look at this list. Here, we'll start at the beginning here.
What was if anybody's on our on our watching us on YouTube right now live, and you know that movie by Matt Damon, give us a hint here. Come on. Tell us. Click it in the comments. Because we can't figure it out.
We're just dumb.
He has a lot of movies, dude.
I mean, he is
Scotty
Matt Damon.
Scotty doesn't know. That's it, man. That's all of his movies, and we didn't see it.
It's very new.
All right, well.
It exists.
Is it important? Is it? Do we need this? Because we're
no, move on.
Yeah, we're
he said, no, move on.
No, we're moving on. We're moving on.
I'm pretty sure it was The Departed, but anyway.
No, it was The Departed.
Those of you who know who I'm talking about, you know where I'm going
Let's
with
this. Let's check YouTube.
I cannot remember
that. No, nobody helped
moving,
us out
moving
on
YouTube. Bring something else.
Yeah, well, we're back. We're just talking about.
So what about, let's flip the script a little bit. There's a guy who claimed to be a time traveler.
Oh, yeah. I've got this guy here. I did some research on
the time traveler's wife?
He's actually kind of a phony, though, to be completely honest with you about this dude. Well, let me find him. Here he is.
So we're going to learn about a phony?
Yep, you're going to learn
he's
about
a phony.
He's a phony.
You know, and I talked to a lot of people about time travel before this episode, and I had two or three people actually tell me to look up John Titor.
Tighter.
So I guess this is basically, Eric, this is the most documented time traveler.
This is like a popular one that people know about, I guess you would say. Now there's all kinds of hoaxes. Now I'm sure you guys have seen on the internet, if you're following this show, you follow pages on Facebook and different websites that you've seen the Egyptian mummy wearing the Adidas shoes, time traveler.
Or the astronaut
hoax.
Like that's built into the side of one of like the old like fucking Egyptian.
Right, or the 800-year-old cell phone.
They're trying to avoid ridiculous.
Time travel. What's another cool artifact, though, that we can't really explain is like that hammer. It's like an old like mining
Mjolnir?
Hammer.
Thor's hammer?
No. It's like the old mining hammer. They found that it was stuck in like 200-million-year-old rock.
Oh, I seen that. Yeah, man, I wish we could cast a picture of that. That is a really, really interesting.
Hammer shock.
Now, that would go to.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
That's plausible for time travel. You never heard of that?
No. Yeah, it's called the London creepy. Hammer.
It's like a rock. It's like a big ass piece
of rock.
Take a look
at this.
Check it out.
Check it out.
So, very nice.
I can't really turn my shit because it's all. But see how the hammer's stuck in that old rock? It's a pretty modern hammer stuck in some rock. Let's see what Wikipedia says.
So maybe some ancient aliens going on there.
They found it in 1936.
Or, yeah, time travel possibly.
Do, 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 do. I'm not seeing how old it was. It's fucking old, though. Check it out on YouTube, though. Look up, or not YouTube, well, YouTube and Wikipedia. The London Hammer. It's a rock that, or a hammer, like a mining hammer that was stuck in some rock, like 200-million-year-old rock or something. It shouldn't have been there.
It's an interesting photo, to say the least. If you got any ulterior explanations for us, please let us
There's
know.
There's other similar things, like the screws they found, like, stuck in rock that shouldn't have been, you know, like 200-million-year-old rock, like an actual tapered screw.
There was one in, I don't remember if it was Idaho or Ohio, but they dug a well 200 feet down and found a 450,000, and they carbon dated this 450,000-year-old little sculpture of a man missing one leg right below the knee. And the way they were saying this is that it shouldn't be there. There's no way it should have been there. That was another time travel thing.
Prehistory, we got a lot of holes.
So. Oh, yeah, we sure do.
Yeah.
And it's funny that you admit that, because going into this conspiracy show, Everett here doesn't believe in anything that can't be proved.
Yeah,
that's not written down. And it's funny now to hear him say that prehistory has a lot of holes in it.
I've evolved.
That's a win for me in my personal life. I just want to share that with you guys.
If you learn something,
that's a win for me in my personal life.
If you've learned something, you haven't lost.
It's not that. It's just he's got me thinking different is what he's happy about.
Right, yeah. And that's the whole thing, guys. We're not trying to convince you of anything. We just want to get this information out to you and maybe have you think a little different than you normally do. Just get that ticker going. Use your head. It's that lump 3 feet above your ass.
Have you guys heard about the test they used? They used the internet to find out if anybody had time traveled. So
how so?
This is a smart experiment.
Okay.
Right.
So what they did is they took the search term Pope Francis and they looked for any instances of Pope Francis showing up on the internet before Pope Francis took office. The thought being is a time traveler might have slipped up and referenced Pope Francis before
on the internet
office.
Before.
They found no.
Right, that's
origins.
Oddly
but think about
specific.
That, well, you got to think about things that are big that somebody might slip. You know, like somebody who's a time traveler on the internet.
And a change of a pope is a big world news thing. Okay,
so something
okay fair enough.
Even more so, you know, hundreds of years ago than it is now. Go ahead, though.
Right, but since they can check when posts were made and they can date everything,
yeah,
that's a real good way to check for people slipping up, time travelers.
And you
got to know what to look for.
Yours is only talking more recent because it's since the age of the internet.
Right.
Because okay, yeah. So you're talking the last 20 years of time travel,
or less.
Maybe 20 years or less. Right.
Right. Well, specifically with the Pope Francis one in the last 10 years.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Or Pope Benedict now, but it was Pope John Paul,
you're right.
And then Francis, and then Benedict, but.
No.
Pretty sure. List of popes.
I think the ones...
No, it's bogged down.
The current one is... Yeah, but I want to get this right.
Pope Benedict, I'm pretty sure, man.
I don't like spewing false information. So, I mean, if I'm wrong, I want to know now. You know what I mean?
There's been a lot of these guys. Let's see. Currently, we are on Pope Benedict, or Francis.
That's what I was thinking, man.
The last pope was Pope Benedict.
Right, right.
Benedict XVI.
And actually, he resigned, I do believe, didn't he?
He was the first one I believe he was the first pope to resign and not die in like 300 years.
He was only pope
years.
For 7 years.
Yeah, that. Yeah. He was the first one to resign and not die
so,
in the office.
If you're wondering what's going on in the Vatican, there's kind of an idea for you.
Yeah, and you know, there's the theory is goes back to the Illuminati that they made him resign. They made that pope resign because he was caught up in a bunch of scandals, and that was the way to get through.
I mean, it's something about the pope resigning. That just unsettles me.
Doesn't it?
It does.
The pope resigned? God, what kind of scandal could he have been in? Nixon wiretapped
or what kind of scandal was he trying?
Well, we know why Bill Clinton
resigned.
Or
let me go somewhere else here. What kind of scandals was the Vatican involved that he wanted to avoid or that he was
fair
against.
Enough. Fair enough. Or you he know. Was against it. You know what? You're right. That's
you know,
a good way
I'm
to
not trying
it.
To say
always
he's
have to be implicated
he don't always
in the scam.
He don't always have to be a bad guy. Maybe he was a good guy that
didn't want no part of that.
And they wanted him out.
Right.
Hey, did we finish talking about John Titor?
No, totally not. I was interrupted, but I was going. I liked where we were going, and I went with it. So John Titor, this is a real fucking weird one. So John Titor is allegedly from 2036. And he's a time traveler. He was actually in the United States Navy or whatever. So he time traveled back to 1975 to buy and get this an IBM 5100 series computer. That's why he went back. And then on his way back to 2036, he stopped in at the year 2000, sent a couple of faxes to Coast to Coast AM. This guy's supposedly been on Coast to Coast AM. But see, so. You really should ask me to explain this guy.
He also was posting on bulletin boards on the internet, too.
Yeah, yeah. So you really shouldn't ask me to explain this guy, because my whole thing with him, everything I looked about John Titor, mostly all he made a bunch of predictions, too. This guy had predictions
right.
and shit.
And he might not be wrong, depending on like which version of time exists, but...
Everything like he predicted. Okay, in this timeline, right. The one that we are all currently living in here, where Obama's president and shit is so crazy in the world right now... his predictions were false.
I mean, I can start throwing out predictions right now just off the top of my head, and 100 years later, I'm sure to get a couple right.
Yeah, but you're not purporting to have traveled through time.
Exactly.
Well,
you're not.
You
you're
can
not,
be from a different timeline.
Okay, well, how
you're
about
not
this?
Saying that?
Hey, everyone, I'm a time traveler. I just did.
Holy shit. This is the first here on Surreal Talk, people.
I wanted to unveil Well, I had to unveil it at the end.
This is kind of surreal.
I had to unveil it at the end.
Yeah.
You didn't need to notice that DeLorean parked out front?
The one with the license plate that said out of time?
Yeah.
No, I didn't notice.
No, actually, I changed the plate. That's why I didn't notice.
You're like the redneck time traveler. I got to change the plate so my old lady don't find it. Or they're trying to repo it.
Well, first it said Nick of
Time. Going back time to see my old lady.
Well, it said out of time. Then it switched to Nick of Time. Then it switched to just Surreal Talk.
There you go.
Nice.
Good one. There you go.
Nice.
All right, so I got really, unless you guys have anything else, I got one more important thing I wanted to talk about time travel.
Yeah, this will be a short fourth part, but.
I wanted to talk about what would you do personally if you had access to a time machine, and then also...
Ethics be damned.
Ethics be damned. This is just go nuts. And then also, what would you...
I don't know if I can be ethics be damned.
What would you... I want to do a couple proposed scenarios. If you were to time travel, what could you do? Smallest thing you could do to completely fuck up the most in the future, and vice versa. Smallest thing in the past to completely fuck your current self over.
I got an answer for that right now. To screw yourself over?
Well,
I think if you go back in the past, simply swatting a fly off your hand would change things yet again.
Well, your own personal life. So, I mean, I know what I could go back and just trash my own.
Anytime dropping a dime on myself for any number of things I shouldn't have done.
Right.
Okay, I'm not implicating myself here.
Fair enough.
I ain't saying nothing.
I plead the fifth on that.
Fair enough. Let's go to where would you do, what would be something you would do if you were, you know, some men just want to watch the world burn, and that's where I'm going with this one. If you wanted to completely, this is, like I said, this is speculation. If you wanted to trash as much as you could in the future, what's something that you would change?
Well, it's always, that big saying, man, I wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then.
Right.
It's, I mean, yet again, I don't like the idea of going back. I think by doing so, you give up free will. And by giving up free will, you've given up the meaning of life. So I really don't like it. But to answer your question.
Have some fun. What are you going to do?
What would I do?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
What do you mean? I'd go Biff Tannen on this. Would I bet on the Cubs? No, I'd wait a year.
I'd bet on the Cubs if they were going to win.
Out of sheer principle, I'm not betting on the Cubs.
I'm
I'll
not
wait a whole
rich
year
off the Cubs.
Being broke until the Cardinals win.
To be honest, though, you'd have the best payout. You would have the best payout.
Oh, yeah, you would. Yeah, you bet on the Cubs in the World Series.
You say Cubs going to win the World Series.
To be fair, if the Cubs went like 115 totally wins all in Chicago the season, listeners. Then they might have real good odds in the World Series. They don't take into account the previous season coming up with the odds.
No.
Unless you're betting at the very beginning of the season. Well,
that's what you'd be doing. That'd be your biggest payoff.
Yeah, make a big old string.
But you don't even have to bet like that. I mean, you could throw, like you said, you could go back like Biff did, back to horse racing.
Dude, I'd pull the craziest parlay bets.
You could bet on anything. Me, I'd go straight to the stock market. Standard Oil, good night.
Yeah, I just
forget about betting. Forget about
two or three big parlays.
Let's get off gambling. Okay.
There's way easier ways to make a fortune than that.
All right.
You invest at the right time in the right company.
That's what I was saying.
I'd go back to
Standard Oil, bada bing, bada boom. I'd go back to Yahoo.
What about going back and warning people you love that what might be bad for them?
Right. So, again, what would you do?
Well, you could do that.
No, I mean, just talking about our first scenario. I was just going nuts.
Yeah, he was saying personally, what would you do?
You know,
but maybe I go back and just, hey, don't take that drive. Don't drink that last drink.
Right. Don't put that in your
mouth. Don't go hunting with Dick Cheney.
Do not go hunting with Dick Cheney.
By doing that, you might be stopping it. Let's say, you know, they...
John Lennon, don't go down that road where Mark David Chapman is.
Yeah, let's say you went back and told him not to go down that road. But then the next day, he goes down a separate road and assassinated anyway.
Well, that's the thing. What show was it where, like, you're going to die, you're going to die? Oh, it was Lost.
Yeah, yet again, it's fate.
Yeah.
It's fate.
Well, we touched on this in part two.
What's meant to be is meant to be. And by even meddling with that...
You believe that? You believe in fate?
I believe in fate, yeah.
Yeah, so you believe in a predetermined destiny and there's nothing you can do to change it?
No.
My answer is... That's what I think. When I think of fate, what do you think?
It's not that absolute. Okay. Yet again, I mean, it's fate and free will.
So you're saying it's just going to end up at an end game. There's just multiple ways to get there. You're going to end
somewhat
up
somewhat like that, yeah.
At a certain destination.
Now this is a whole episode.
Just how different you're going to get there. You know what I mean? So say you take this choice, you get there through the outside road. Say you take the different choice, you get there quicker through the inside road. But you're all getting to the same destination.
Like no matter what road I take, I'm going to have this job. No, I'm not talking necessarily about that. I'm going into what's meant to be is what's meant to be.
Right, that's exactly what I'm saying. Your destination never changes. Yeah. It's just your route to get there.
And going back to that movie
based on your choices.
We couldn't figure out that had Matt Damon in it. Going back to that, that's what the Adjustment Bureau. The Adjustment Bureau.
It just came to me right now, the Adjustment Bureau.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
The Adjustment Bureau.
And see, that's what they were trying to prevent. They were trying to prevent his free will.
Yeah.
They were trying to stop his fate.
They didn't want him getting with that gal because they knew how he was going to end up.
But no matter how he went about it, they couldn't fix it. They couldn't stop it.
No, that was fate. In the movie, that's exactly what they were talking about.
Yet again, it's a movie. Groundhog Day.
Think about the old man that kept dying.
What old man?
In Groundhog Day.
Bill Murray?
No, in Groundhog Day. The old man kept dying. He'd find him in the alley. He'd give him chest compressions.
Yeah.
The next day, he buys him soup. No matter what he did, that guy was dying that day.
Yeah, so no matter what you could do, you can't stop it. So,
sometimes you can't. But you can't.
I'm not talking about that like you guys are thinking on lines of success or anything like that. It's on a bigger and grander scale that I'm not going to dive into right now.
Well, think about so he even tried to kill himself in Groundhog Day.
He did kill himself several times.
Okay, so think of what kind of state of mind after you've been repeating your day for over and over and over 10,000 years. You know, it goes back to, I don't remember what movie it was, Liar Liar, Jim Carrey. He goes, "Who must have did this to you? A madman, Your Honor. A madman at the end of his pathetic rope." You know
what I mean? And you see,
that's what you got to do to drop a toaster in yourself in the bathtub.
You have to be at the end of your pathetic rope.
You have to be a complete madman.
You're talking about Groundhog Day. Even after that, after he comes out of that loop, so to speak, you would be psychologically just destroyed.
Oh, God, yeah.
You'd be destroyed.
You know what?
But the point of that movie was that he wasn't psychologically. It was finally that he was balanced.
Oh, it adjusted. Well, maybe that's right. Maybe those 10,000 years finally adjusted him. I
mean, it took him that long for him to get the perspective.
Cinema is stranger than fiction. But
yeah. Well, whatever
force was causing him to do that was appeased at the end of his sentence, if you will.
So he leapt.
Pretty much he finally did what it took and got to the point in his mind where fate was like, okay, you get it. Go on.
Okay, right on. Yeah, you did you did what we wanted.
It was almost a jaded asshole
like I am, for instance.
So it changed him.
Well, it was almost like St. Peter and the Gates of Heaven. You must do this in order to get in. Something like that.
What would you do if this day repeated 10,000 times over and you had to learn everything about time travel over and over?
I wouldn't record this episode. I wouldn't do my research. Are you kidding me? I would sit at home and watch every movie that I can get a hold of, and do just I would do exactly what Bill Murray did, but the fun parts. I learned how to play every instrument. I'd read totally every fucking book.
Eventually, though, you would run out of
Eventually,
you're going to have to record the perfect podcast to make your day complete.
Exactly.
So that you can move on.
There's only so many distractions.
If you do it infinitely, not only would you record the best podcast ever infinite amount of times, you would record the worst one ever an infinite amount of times.
Well, yes, you would.
Infinity means every possible outcome infinite amount of times.
You have to fail to succeed, the yin and the yang. Yeah.
When Thomas Edison was asked, it took you 2,000 times to learn how to make the incandescent light. He said, no, I learned 2,000 ways how not to make
it.
It
only took one. Exactly.
It only took one way to learn how to do it.
That's a great line, too.
Yeah, it is. The Nick Cage National Treasure.
I love that line.
You got anything else? I'm not trying to rush you. I know you hate when I rush us.
No, you know. To summarize.
Wait, I never talked about what I would do if I had access to
what would you do, Eric?
Nobody cares.
What would I do? Nothing. I'm a real boring guy. I'm kind
of
lazy.
Yeah, I can't think of nothing I'd like to do.
Keep his PG-13.
I don't know, man. You know,
other than the
I'd probably go forward. I wouldn't go backward. I'd go forward
because
it's not about changing what had already happened. I kind of just want to know what would happen later on down the road if I kept on the same path I'm on now.
Sure, I know I'm going to live to be 45.
Give me 5, 10 years. I'm not talking 100 or 200. I'm saying, I'm going to go visit myself 10 years from now. See where I'm at.
But you would only do that.
My 16-year-old daughter.
You would only do that under the condition that you had the influence to change it.
Then I wouldn't go at all.
Exactly.
Then I wouldn't go at all.
Okay, that's kind of where I'm at on that.
Yeah, I kind of want to see how the world ends, how civilization ends.
Right, but if by meeting your if by meeting your child at her 16-year-old self and you cause something to happen, maybe she steps out later that day. And I don't even want to go into these stupid semantics.
Yeah, that's why you want to do the observational time travel at that point.
That's why
I like the whole
observation would be
the
better.
Days of Future Past X-Men theory where you travel almost
Subconsciously. Yeah.
Because then you can influence without messing anything up necessarily.
Right, yeah, because your body's already there. What's going to happen?
All you're doing is coming out of your mind, basically.
You're not adding an extra variable.
Exactly. I'm eliminating.
Well, I mean, you are in a way. Because the conscious is different.
But the conscious
you're
won't be different.
You're changing variables, not adding variables.
But the only thing is you're influencing, but you're not influencing anything else. Not the ground you walk on, not the bugs you touch.
Because it's already been influenced before by that.
The only thing you're influencing is yourself, which... If I'm going to take any road, that's the road I'm taking.
Fair enough. All right, you guys, I think I'm just about beat to shit with time travel.
I don't think we got any greater understanding of time travel than we had a couple hours ago.
I don't know.
That's really the thing.
We got the Kerr-Rings theory. We got the wormhole theory. We got the
Albuquerque drive or whatever.
My French ain't great. We got the cosmic strings theory. We got the Tipler cylinder theory. The donut vacuum theory. We go into wormholes, black holes.
Yeah, but you know,
my favorite and maybe most possible, the quantum tunnel theory, and then the cosmic strings, of course, which goes back to kind of Thor and the Rainbow Bridge, because a Rainbow Bridge.
I'm going to be honest. Every time you bring up Thor and Marvel with time travel, I just roll my eyes.
Oh, well, your eyes must be tired then.
They are fucking.
Your eyes must be tired then, because I love me some Thor and Marvel.
You're going to hear about it.
But I think what he's trying to say is like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm going at.
No, I think we're
going
to cut it off, though. We really beat the hell out of this time travel, and what we're getting at is, I don't know about you guys, but we started this 5.5 hours ago, and I really don't have any have any better of an understanding about time travel as I did before. But that's not due to our research, because we did do great research, but I think it's just because it's fringe, man. It's time travel.
It's sci-fi.
You know, how much are we going to learn about time travel when you can't fucking time travel?
Well, we learned that there's 11 doctrines, basically, that are behind it. We learned, what were we saying, that light and gravity are pretty much the standard basics of time.
Saying.
You agree with me on every episode until this one.
Well, just to keep you from going on.
And that's what I'm going to do right now, folks. I'm going to do the outro to keep us from going on.
On that note.
Because it has been a long
day. It's been a great day.
This has been a very fun show.
It's a great time.
So remember, like us on Facebook at facebook.com/surrealtalk. You can also find us on Twitter. We got over 500 Twitter followers, by the way, at Surreal Talk Show. Mm-hmm. And you can also find a live video recording on YouTube for every single show we do from here on out, guys. We are going to live stream them all on YouTube. Just search Surreal Talk live stream, and you're going to find us. Also, remember to give us a review and subscribe.
Subscribe.
iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, Google Play, or your favorite podcast provider or outlet. And now that I'm back on the review, let's try to do 5 stars, guys. If you're listening to us, let's do 5 stars. That'd be great. I mean,
if you're bothering.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to do it right. I mean,
if they believe it's 4, go for it.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to do 4, I guess that's fine.
I don't care.
I guess that's fine.
Just drive us to the ground if you want. I don't care. We're still going to do it.
Give us some sort of feedback.
We're
email
still
us.
Do it. We're coming in next week. We're doing
yeah,
our
yeah,
best.
Right, yes. Yeah. So we're coming in next week, yeah, either way it goes.
We're doing our best.
So email us at info@surrealtalkpodcast.com. And like I said before, always remember to like, comment, share, subscribe. Contact us on Facebook, Twitter, email. You can even get at us in the future. If that's your thing.
Yeah, send us a message back through the past if that's fine.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, you guys. This has been a great episode, and it has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production.
Peace.
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 Please. Wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets. Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
I'm mad as hell! I'm not gonna take it anymore!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.